Political and religious leaders in Moscow have hailed the recent healing of divisions within the Orthodox Church as a vital step forward for the whole nation. On May 17th, the Feast of the Ascension, Moscow's Orthodox Patriarch Alexei II and the head of the New York-based Orthodox Church abroad, Metropolitan Laurus, signed a reunification document during a televised ceremony in the Cathedral of Christ the Savior. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among those attending the ceremony. He said this religious reunification was a key condition for rediscovering the lost unity of the whole Russian people. So-called White Russian exiles, who supported the last Tsar Nicholas II and opposed the Red Army, set up the Russian Church abroad after losing the Civil War and fleeing their country in the 1920s. The breakaway church moved first to Turkey, then to Serbia, but later set up its headquarters in the United States. After the fall of the communist regime in the 1990s, talks began on the reunification process, in which President Putin played a significant role. Geraldine Fagan is Moscow correspondent for the Forum 18 news agency, which monitors religious rights across the former Soviet bloc. She attended that reunification ceremony in the Russian capital.
The patriarch arrived at around 9:30, and just before him, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church abroad, Metropolitan Laurus, first of all, the act of canonical communion was read out in the presence of numerous bishops from both churches, all dressed in white. And then the two heads of the churches signed the act of canonical communion, and Patriarch Alexei gave a short speech, basically saying what a wonderful occasion it was. And that was followed by a short speech by President Putin. In Patriarch Alexei's speech, he stressed the importance of the fact that President Putin was an Orthodox believer, and how this had basically, he thought this had helped to secure the trust of the hierarchs of the church abroad.
Now, you follow these issues very closely. How much do you agree with that analysis? How much is this quite a political issue beyond the obvious religious and spiritual overtones?
It is to an extent. I mean, for example, behind me, as they signed the act, one man said, "Ah, now this is the end of the Civil War." So for many people, it really is. After 70 years, people are no longer seeing Russia in terms of white monarchist and red communist. They're seeing it as a real, as well as spiritual, as a process of unification, obviously, on a spiritual level as well.
So for President Putin, this is quite an important event for him to be able to oversee this historic occasion.
Yes, obviously, it puts him in a very good light. It shows him as breaking with the past, of also helping to restore Russian tradition, Russian greatness. It certainly enhances his status.
But not everybody is happy with this reunification. There are many who don't actually like the idea of the two churches joining up together again. Tell us a little bit about that and why, what the reasons are for those being against it.
Yeah, there are, both within Russia and abroad, there are groups in both churches who are not happy with the process and haven't been, obviously for many years, happy with the idea of contact between the two churches. But as far as I'm aware, certainly all the bishops in the Russian Church abroad have ended up supporting the process. So I think it's reasonably small grouping. Certainly within Russia, it's a very small number of parishes. I mean, there were only something like 100 parishes of the Russian Orthodox Church abroad within Russia anyway, and those parishes have mostly decided that they'll join back with the Moscow Patriarchate.
Is this going to mean any practical changes in the life of Orthodox believers, or is it really more of just a very historical occasion, a charge with a lot of significance, but nothing very much in practical terms?
Well, obviously it means that priests of both churches are going to be able to celebrate the liturgy together, for many years, those believers who felt that they are part of each other's churches have actually in practice been obviously intending, say, a church, a broad church, if they go outside Russia or vice versa, unofficially. I mean, that practice has basically been allowed, and I know certainly a case of people getting married even though they're from the two separate churches. So in fact, I would say for the life of the ordinary believer, it's probably not really that big a change, but certainly for the hierarchy, it really is. Perhaps more on the church abroad side, they've had to put aside a lot of suspicions and concerns about the Moscow Patriarchate. You know, obviously specifically its links with the state, and yeah, basically the whole issue of collaboration in the Soviet period, and even to some extent ecumenism as well, because there hasn't actually been any movement on that issue within the Moscow Patriarchate. And certainly I think some people in the church abroad would have hoped maybe for that they might be able to get the Moscow Patriarchate perhaps to, say, pull out of the World Council of Churches as a condition of the reunification. But that, in fact, that hasn't actually happened.
And so where do you see this going in terms of the ecumenical dialogue? Because as you say, the church abroad, the Russian Orthodox Church abroad, has been very against ecumenical dialogue, very suspicious of contacts, including contacts with the Catholic Church. So what do you perhaps see the consequences of this in terms of future dialogue?
Practically, it may have little difference, because the Moscow Patriarchate is quite a variated organism, and there's different parts of it that have been able to do quite different things simultaneously. So, for instance, you've had the whole commission dealing with the issue of reunification with the church abroad, and then separately you've got the Department for External Church Relations carrying on its dialogue with Lutheran churches in various places, and also the Catholic Church. So I would expect that to continue. But I think in general, even without the whole reunification process, I would say that the mood within the Russian Orthodox Church, the Moscow Patriarchate, is gradually becoming less interested in the whole ecumenical process anyway. So if there is a kind of cooling of relations with other churches, I would say that is actually part of a process that's been continuing. It's not necessarily something that's been influenced by the reunification with the church abroad.
What would be the other reasons then for this cooling off that you're talking about?
I'd say simply a lack of interest. I mean, there's basically a lack of interest at a grassroots level within Russia in contact with other churches. I mean, largely because non-Orthodox churches are still, I mean, a very small minority within Russia. And so, by and large, Russian Orthodox people can just live their lives without actually coming into contact with non-Orthodox people. So it's not really a very relevant issue for most people. So I think because of that sort of translates into a lack of interest at a higher level.
As you heard there, the Catholic Church in Russia remains a tiny minority of the population, but its principal spokesman, Archbishop Tadeusz Kondrusiewicz of the Mother of God Diocese in Moscow, also hailed this event as an important step forward for the whole Christian community.
It is a very significant moment for the Russian Orthodox Church because of this event, this closing a very long period, about 90 years of division between the Orthodox Church here in Moscow and Orthodox Church abroad. And all kind of unification always is a good sign. It gives new prosperity, it gives new hope for the Orthodox Church. Also, the voice of the Orthodox Church now will be more stronger than it was before. It will be stronger all over the world. And it will be stronger also defending Christian values. And in this sense, it will be also, I think, very useful regarding relationships with the Catholic Church, because of, in front of challenges of the modern world, in front of these dangers of these challenges, we are alliance. We have the same mind, and our teaching practically is the same, and that's why it's important. And also, now there are a lot of Russians abroad, and this unification, I think that will help also for the Russian Orthodox Church to provide pastoral care of these people who leave Russia, who are staying abroad.
And yet many people in the Russian Orthodox Church abroad are quite against the idea of ecumenical dialogue, of better relations with other churches. What is this going to mean for the dialogue with the Catholic Church?
Well, I think this time of confrontation now is finished. And today we understand that in front of these challenges, in front of difficulties of the modern society, it is a time to repeat Shakespeare's question, to be or not to be, to be or not to be for Christianity. And we must feel, all Christians must feel this responsibility, our common responsibility for the future of Christianity and for evangelization of people. And I think that this unification, this case, this event which happened here today here in Moscow will be helping us.
Archbishop Tadeusz Kondrusiewicz heads the Mother of God Diocese in Moscow, and earlier you heard Geraldine Fagan of the Forum 18 News Agency.